I'm here with Alexander Mercurs, editor-in-chief of The Duran. Alexander, let's talk about the fact that Twitter has suspended, from what I understand, permanently Zero Hedge from the platform. And I think this is an interesting story because it kind of sits at the crossroads of three very interesting topics that we've discussed in many Duran videos, and everyone on the net discusses these news stories. And outside of the fact that I don't agree with anyone being banned on these social platforms, these social networks, I don't agree with that. I think what Twitter has done is absolutely wrong. And I think that Zero Hedge has provided an excellent rebuttal to the Twitter censorship. I'll put a link for that article in the description box down below. I think this is interesting from the standpoint that, number one, this deals with censorship. You're censoring voices. In this case, I would say a libertarian, maybe conservative, depends how you want to define Zero Hedge, but definitely a financial site that does cover a lot of news stories in a very alternative fashion. And they're a very big site. I read them a lot. So you touch upon the censorship side of things. It also touches upon the coronavirus news story because Zero Hedge got censored from Twitter due to a coronavirus post that they had up on the site, where they go into a possible theory of the virus not being, you know, started by this animal market and this bat soup kind of narrative, but by the Wuhan laboratory, this laboratory, this biological bioweapons laboratory that's 20 miles outside of Wuhan. And there was a person there who was in charge of researching the coronavirus, a public figure. All his contact details, everything is on the website for this Wuhan laboratory, and Zero Hedge reprinted that information on their website. So they got banned for doxing. And that comes to the third aspect of what I think makes this story interesting, and that has to do with BuzzFeed. And I say that because it was a BuzzFeed journalist, who's not really a journalist in my opinion, more of an activist, a social justice warrior activist, who tattletaled on Zero Hedge to Twitter, which I find absolutely despicable. So he sat there and he contacted Twitter and said, look, Twitter's doxing this research lab, you know, scientist, director in Wuhan, and Zero Hedge is posting his information, his address, and where he is, and his name, which once again, and as Zero Hedge has pointed it out, is public record, and Zero Hedge is just kind of putting it back, it's just kind of posting it on their site, and they're presenting an alternative theory to a big story, the coronavirus. But I say BuzzFeed because BuzzFeed is the company, is the news organization that makes a living off of fake news outside of the cat listicles and all the other nonsense that they post. This is the company behind the fake news steal dossier. They're the ones that publish a dossier that everyone in the media, even the left, Hillary Clinton, Obama, establishment media didn't want to touch because they all knew it was fake. But BuzzFeed went ahead and published that dossier. So Alexander, censorship, coronavirus, and BuzzFeed. That's what makes this, to me, that's what makes this a very interesting story.
Well, I entirely agree. And I have to say, I'm absolutely shocked, by the way, that one media organization should work to try and ban another, because that's what BuzzFeed has done. I mean, they've campaigned to ban Zero Hedge. Now, Zero Hedge, by the way, in my opinion, is an outstanding site aggregator. It gets sites, you know, gets stories from all sorts of places. Lots of people read it. As you correctly say, its primary focus has always been on financial news. And I think it's fair to say that everybody who is interested in financial and economic news goes there. And, you know, the way they've covered the coronavirus story, which is a difficult story to cover because, you know, we're all not, you know, most of us are not scientists. So, you know, we have to make speculations from time to time. You know, they've covered it from many different angles. They've published different stories that have said entirely different things. And I don't think it's proper or legitimate to ban an entire organization from Twitter simply because they published one piece which, you know, propounded one theory, when they published other pieces that have propounded different theories, and when that particular theory has in fact been articulated by some pretty important people, including in the United States. I happen to think that theory is wrong, by the way, but, you know, that's my view.
There's a lot of theories, though. There are a lot of theories out there.
A lot of theories out there, exactly. And as you rightly said, the information about this particular individual is out there in the public domain anyway. So, I mean, you know, and the whole thing seems to me very far-fetched and very inappropriate and completely wrong. And I think BuzzFeed just acted terribly. But here again, you see, one of the other great problems with the world that we see, the media world, is that we see certain sites, and BuzzFeed is undoubtedly one, which have set themselves up as gatekeepers. They are there basically to silence dissident voices. Zero Hedge has been a dissident voice. It's because it's published, say, lots of articles that have contradicted the Russiagate, you know, hoax theory, that giant conspiracy theory. And I think you're entirely proper to point out that BuzzFeed is one of the most active and zealous publishers of this theory. And of course, what they published was the foundation text of that whole Russiagate theory, which was the Steele dossier. They did it in the most astonishing way. They did it shortly after Donald Trump had had this very difficult meeting with the intelligence chiefs, with James Comey and Ben Brennan and all those people, who presented him with all this, you know, utterly fake material from the Steele dossier. Donald Trump thought that he was being blackmailed. I, by the way, at the time thought the same. You can find an article that I wrote in the Duran about that. And the late and very great Robert Parry of Consortium News also thought the same. So the publication of that dossier by BuzzFeed, looked to many people at the time as if it was promoting some, you know, very underhand activities by the intelligence services. So for BuzzFeed to come around now and to start, you know, trying to ban Zero Hedge, I find that outrageous. I mean, I find that unbelievable. You know, in the media world that I grew up in, I mean, I remember, you know, the way the world, the media used to work. It never did that kind of thing. I mean, it would have been unheard of for one publication to try and ban another. Once upon a time, if we're talking about Britain, it was unheard of for newspapers to criticize each other. They might give radically different perspectives on the same story, but they all understood that they were part of a community of media and that it was not their job to censor each other. And here we see BuzzFeed censoring Zero Hedge. I mean, I find it stunning and outrageous. And I ask, you know, why has BuzzFeed been given this kind of power?
Yeah, I say this, if I was at Twitter and I had this complaint, I would tell BuzzFeed to buzz off. If I was the CEO of BuzzFeed or the managing editor of BuzzFeed and I had someone working for me in my company who's sitting there actually, you know, tattletaling on other companies, I would be scared to death because it's only a matter of time before these types of people turn inwards and start, you know, destroying the very company that they're working for. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
And even more so, Alexander, you would have to have if you're a journalist, you would have to have the IQ of a pigeon to have believed the Steele dossier. Why did BuzzFeed publish it?
Well,
I mean, it's obvious, in my opinion, that they're working under higher orders.
Well, can I just say, apparently Glenn Simpson and all those people, Christopher Steele, and various people in the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016 were, you know, knocking on all the doors of the media and trying to get it published. And in fact, so were various Democrat members of Congress. And nobody would publish it because it looked so completely unverified and frankly crazy until BuzzFeed came along and they didn't check it. I mean, they made no attempt to check the validity of this bizarre document which they published and which made those incendiary claims about Donald Trump. And, we're talking about people, laboratory people in Wuhan. There are American citizens named in that dossier who are not famous people. Who, before they'd read that dossier, how many people in the United States knew Carter Page, for example? And Carter Page is named in that dossier as, somebody who's playing a role in the massive conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin, and is being bribed by the Kremlin with billions of dollars worth of shares of Rosneft, Russia's biggest oil company. I mean, crazy stuff. But, why is he so much less? Why are we less worried about him than about somebody in Wuhan? Some scientist in Wuhan. Surely that's far more outrageous. And bear in mind that on the strength of that dossier, Carter Page was placed under surveillance. He was repeatedly investigated by the FBI. His business fell apart, and he was always at risk of criminal indictment, which in his case, thankfully, never happened. But of course, lots of other people, it did happen to. So, if you're looking at, the really terrible story, the really terrible publication, what BuzzFeed did in January 2017 was far, far worse than what Zero Hedge did. And to be perfectly honest, I'm not really sure. I can't really see what the huge problems of the Zero Hedge story are, given that Zero Hedge was publishing lots of other things that were saying completely different things, and that everything that they published had been either said by other people, including some very prominent people, or was already in the public domain.
Excellent point, Alexander. Twitter was just waiting for an excuse to ban Zero Hedge.
Yeah.
And it's an excellent point that you bring up with BuzzFeed and the dossier, because a lot of people always forget that it was BuzzFeed that kicked the whole thing off by publishing that dossier. Not many people talk about it, but BuzzFeed was they were the news site that did it.
Absolutely.
No one else would do it.
Nobody else would do it. And as I said, people like Carter Page, they had their reputations trashed. And, Carter Page is not a criminal. He's nothing. He was a businessman, an American businessman, a patriotic American businessman who was providing information to the CIA and was considered by the CIA a valuable source.
All right, Alexander Mercuris, Editor-in-Chief of The Durant, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on the notifications bell. Smash that like button. Look for us on iTunes and SoundCloud for an audio copy of this video as well. And go to the Durant shop to pick up some merchandise, some magic mugs, and some awesome t-shirts that we have for sale.
Some amazing magic mugs like this one with the coat of arms of the Russian Federation. You can just about see it there. It's one of my oldest mugs. As you can see, it is in perfect condition. There's no cracks or chips or discoloration or anything. It's incredibly elegant. It looks as good as new. And that's despite the fact that, I drink tea and wash my cups and mugs every day and, put them in dishwashers and all sorts of things. We made a decision right at the start when we opened our shop that we would go for high quality. And you can see it in the extraordinary quality of our mugs. And it's not just our mugs, but we also have amazing shirts, like the one I'm wearing now, which is a long sleeve t-shirt, which keeps me nice and warm on a cold February day in England. But you can also get short sleeve t-shirts. You can also get amazing and very smart polo shirts and V-neck shirts, all beautifully made, all extremely comfortable, all very stylish, all 100% cotton. And as you can see, these they also have the double-headed eagle of the Durant, which is rather different from the Russian double-headed eagle, which I just showed you. You don't just get shirts and mugs in our shop. You also get hoodies and stickers and hats. You can find ebooks where we discuss various topics that we've covered in our programs. As I said, everything is of the highest quality. We depend on you to support us, and you can support us by buying things from our shop so that we can go on producing videos like this. And at the same time, you can be the proud owner, if you go to our shop, of these great things. So come to our shop, buy these great things, own them for yourself, support the Duran. Alex will tell you how.
Just go to the Duran shop, theduranshop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercurius, editor-in-chief of the Duran. Thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.